WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org. This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work, Policy, and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work offers a one-year advanced standing option for students with a bachelor's degree in social work that builds on prior training and connects students with expert faculty and 5 specialized pathways. Apply by February 1st at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. The Chicago International Film Festival celebrates its 60th year this October. It's reached much acclaim over the years, and now, etched into its fabric, is its track record. Films featured in this festival also tend to find their way to the Oscars red carpet. For a preview of this year's festival that runs October 16th through the 27th, I spoke with WBEZ arts and culture reporter Courtney Kippers and Rebecca Fons, artistic director for the Gene Siskel Film Center, one of the venues participating. I began by asking Rebecca what makes this year stand out from the rest.
Sure. I think Chicago International does a great job of bringing the world to Chicago. You know, the programming team and the curation team spend a year scouring the earth, scouring film festivals for really the best and the brightest. And so it gives Chicagoans the first kind of crack at all these amazing films that, as you said, will become Academy Award nominees. They'll kind of define the year in cinema. So it's really a place for kind of the brightest stars, but also the best discoveries, because they do a great job of really like mining the depths of these festivals and finding some really, really untold stories and new stories.
That's wonderful. And we'll dig more into that. I'm curious, Courtney, what's been your personal experience with the film festival? I mean, why would you recommend it perhaps to someone who maybe hasn't been to any kind of festival before?
Totally. I think it's something Rebecca just said, that possibility of discovery.
Yeah.
It's not just like a typical trip to the movies. You know, you maybe will take a chance on something just because it works for your schedule or whatever. And you'll just happen upon something that maybe will really resonate with you and maybe something you would never seek out outside of this setting that is sort of curated for
Film
you.
Festivals are so much fun. So much fun. You wrote a roundup of the things to watch out for at the festival. It's up online at WBEZ.org. What I found most interesting is something that Rebecca alluded to, right? How the Chicago International Film Festival just really tends to be a stop on the road to the Oscars. Expand on that for us.
Yeah, it is really interesting. It's something that I wasn't totally aware of before reporting this piece. But last year, 14 films that showed in Chicago ended up being nominated for Oscars, including 3 out of the 5 finalists in the international feature film category.
Wow.
And the eventual winner, The Zone of Interest. And it's not just international films. Also, half of the nominees last year for the Oscars top prize, Best Picture, also showed here in Chicago.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, so the festival really has developed this reputation in the film world that some films that show here are really likely to be Oscar bound.
Right. And we know, of course, nominations, you know, for the Academy Awards, they're not out just yet, Rebecca.
That's right.
That's going to be sometime in January. But yeah, people, it looks like they get behind or the folks behind the programming for this festival, they've got a good track record here. They're picking the right films.
Absolutely. And I think it helps you feel like you're picking the right films if you go see them at the festival. You know, if you see a film and then a few months later it's nominated for an Academy Award and then it wins, you can sort of say like, I saw it first, like I was there. And what's so amazing is often the filmmakers are present, or actors, or, you know, I know last year they had like the costume designer for Poor Things.
Mm-hmm.
And like Poor Things was such an incredible visual feast, which won Oscars. But you get this sort of insight into these films that you don't really get to see if you just see it at a regular screening on a Saturday night. Like, you get the makers are there, the creators there, and also the films have been chosen for you.
Yeah.
As we're saying, in this very curatorially minded, thoughtful way. So it's really special. And I would say Chicago International is such an attainable film festival. You know, sometimes film festivals, it's just like impossible to kind of like break in and find something, but they do a great job of making it, they make a path for you. So
yeah.
If you love late night movies or queer films, like, they tell you how to find those, which is really, really great.
And I want to dig more into the international part of this film festival. What role do you think Chicago plays Rebecca, and elevating movie makers from the globe, around the globe.
Absolutely. Well, I worked there for 10 years, and something the filmmakers, international filmmakers, always said to me was, I love Chicago audiences. So these filmmakers were often coming to Chicago from the Cannes Film Festival, the Venice Film Festival, the Berlin Film Festival, and they come to Chicago sometimes for the first time. First of all, it's beautiful in Chicago in October, so they've got that going for them. Mm-hmm. But then they just love the questions that Chicago audiences posed, and the thoughtfulness and in the packed houses. So I think it reflects Chicago really, really well, and Chicago kind of turns out and is really beautiful for the filmmakers. But also it shows the world that this is a really curious city. You know, this is a city that has world-class art, world-class films, and that is part of the larger conversation with film festivals. You know, New York Film Festival is happening right now. Chicago International is coming up. Mm-hmm. Venice was just a few weeks ago. So we are part of that, like, festival conversation that takes place on a global scale, which is really, really special.
I love that so much. And now, Courtney, you talked to Mimi Polchet, who's the Fest's artistic director. I want to play a clip of her talking about setting the tone for the future.
In the 60th year, we really wanted to think about not just looking backwards and celebrating our history, but also thinking about what does it mean to look forward. And, you know, and part of that is this commitment to new voices and new types of cinema.
Tell us more about that conversation with Mimi.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Yeah, I do think it's really interesting that this is a big anniversary year, and there will be some celebrating of sort of industry titans, if you will, but they are also sort of always looking for what's coming next in these up-and-comers, and there are a lot of first-time directors and female directors and diverse directors on the slate.
So a lot of films are included in this year's program, Rebecca, some of which are going to be showcased at your film center. Mm-hmm. Do any of those stand out to you? I'm curious what you're looking forward to. Yet, I'm making you pick.
Don't make me choose my favorites. Well, you know, and these will be playing at the Film Center as well as at the Music Box and the AMC New City. But a few that I really love is one is called All We Imagine as Light. It's Payal Kapadia. It's an Indian film. It won the Grand Jury Prize at Cannes, which is sort of like the silver medal at Cannes. It's a beautiful second feature from this director. Her first film, A Night of Knowing Nothing, was actually named by Michael Phillips at the Chicago Tribune as his favorite film, I think, of 2018.
Oh,
so she's got some pedigree there. And it's a beautiful story of women sort of finding their way and finding love and friendship. And it's just stunning, gorgeous. And it'll be playing at the Film Center as well. As I think it has two screenings. Mm-hmm. Another one I really loved is a film called Grand Tour. It's a Portuguese film by Miguel Gomez.
Okay.
It's a kind of a grainy black and white film. It's sort of like,
I love that.
It's like Misconnections, but like in a cinematic way.
Ooh, I'm sold.
Yeah, it's about a fiance who sort of disappears, and his fiance is chasing him kind of across this grand tour of Asia. And it's funny and sweet and poignant and sad, and it's really, really delightful. So those are two kind of deeper cuts of the festival. But I also encourage people to check out like Anora, which won the Palme d'Or at Cannes. It's certainly going to be on the Oscar circuit. And one of my favorite films of the year is The Brutalist, which is starring Adrian Brody, and I think it's playing at 70mm in the Music Box, or 35mm at the Music Box, so that'll be a big
Very cool.
Screening.
A lot of big names featured too, right? The Tom Hanks film Here, Samuel L. Jackson's movie The Piano Lesson, and the Angelina Jolie biopic of opera singer Maria Callas called Maria. So we've got a clip from that one. Let's listen.
Medicine cabinet is unlocked. You can throw it all away.
That is not what the doctor told us we should do.
Was he even a doctor?
He's a specialist, madam.
And what does he specialize in?
Blood. And that is why he took a sample of your blood. But he said, even before the result of the test, we should get your medication under control.
It is under control. It's under my control. And doctors hate that.
I just want to get a bag of popcorn right now.
I know.
Go watch a movie.
I know.
Is that one either of you are eyeing, Courtney, you?
Yeah, totally. I mean, even just listening to that clip, it kind of feels like she's like disappearing into that character, which I'm really interested.
I was very drawn into that.
And seeing Angelina Jolie on the big screen is momentous in itself. True. And then this director, Pablo Larraine, who's directed Maria, he also did Spencer with, you know, about Diana, Princess Diana, and Jackie, about Jackie Kennedy. So he's really doing these like tortured women single title movies. So I'm excited to see his next iteration
of that. It's been a while since I've watched an Angelina Angelina Jolie film, actually. Yeah. So we're getting these filmmakers and we're getting movies from all around the world, as we've talked about, but a lot of local stories also get told, Courtney. So talk about some that folks can expect to see this year.
Yeah, definitely. There's this film called The Last Republican, and it's about former Illinois U.S. Representative Adam Kinzinger. And that was directed by filmmaker Steve Pink. He made Hot Tub Time Machine, which it turns out Kinzinger...
he's that guy.
Yeah, he's a Kinzinger is a fan of that movie, which is sort of how he ended up picking Pink. And he Pink describes himself as a far-left progressive. So it's just sort of an interesting project that has come together with these two people. And then one that I'm really excited about is called The Light of Truth, Richard Hunt's monument to Ida B. Wells. It follows sculptor Richard Hunt making that monument that we know is now on view in Bronzeville. Mm-hmm. And, you know, folks may remember that Mr. Hunt actually passed away last December. So I think that will be a really a special remembrance of him. And that one's going to show at the Chicago History Museum, which
That's
is cool.
Touching. So as part of the festival's programming, there are awards in different categories, international, documentary, short film, that sort of thing. There's also the Chicago Award, Rebecca. I mean, how does the festival highlight local talent and local stories?
Yeah, I think Chicago International has always done such a good job of embracing the local, the city and state kind of creators, and that they create an award just for their local filmmakers is really special. And they have a proper jury, you know, reviewing those films. Mm-hmm. Usually it's a jury of local, you know, filmmakers or film critics or film scholars. And a lot of times Chicago International is where local filmmakers and now very, you know, renowned filmmakers get their start. One of the great stories is that Martin Scorsese's first film, Who's That Knocking at My Door, premiered at Chicago International, you know, and Martin Scorsese says, like, I got my start here. So I think Chicago International does a great job of putting these established auteurs right next to local filmmakers who maybe have their first film or their first short film. And then they have a jury considering their films, and winning a prize at a festival can mean a lot because then you get those special laurels and it helps you get into other film festivals. And also those local screenings are such a blast because the filmmakers are there, their moms, their dads are there. You know, it's just a really, really warm experience and a warm atmosphere at the festival.
It makes me think, Courtney, if we here at WBEZ are looking for you from October 16th to 27th, is this where we can find you?
I'll just be at the theaters. Yeah, and I wanted to add one sort of other local thing that the fest does is there are screenings at places around the city. There are films showing at the University of Chicago, at the National Museum of Mexican Art. So it's really getting out into the neighborhoods too, which is really cool.
Yeah. You know, Rebecca, you just talked about, you know, folks getting their start here. And I want to know more about how this festival and others like it serve as a chance for up-and-coming filmmakers to do just that, to get connected and just get on that road to Hollywood, because it's not easy.
Yeah, it really isn't easy, and there's so many films out there, and I always think about how film festivals are about discovery. You know, and Chicago International has always been very proud of the fact that they show a lot of films from first-time filmmakers or second-time filmmakers. So I think discovery is the word that I think of the most. You know, big film festivals like Cannes and Chicago International and Venice, we see films by, you know, Francis Ford Coppola and, you know, people that we know are household names, but they all began at these festivals before they were household names. So what's exciting is the film festivals discovering these films and presenting them in front of audiences, and then it gives you the opportunity to discover them as well. So, you know, there is a Francis Ford Coppola amongst our midst, you know, at Chicago International this
year. Then when they make it, we say, I knew them when.
Exactly.
And they were
exactly.
here. Nice. That's Rebecca Fons with the Gene Siskel Film Center and WBEZ Arts and Culture reporter Courtney Kippers. The Chicago International Film Festival kicks off on October 16th and runs until the 27th. Learn more at WBEZ.org. Thank you both.
Thank you.
This podcast was produced by Meha Ahmed and mixed by Ari Mejia. For more conversations like this one, make sure you're subscribed to our podcast wherever you listen. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. I look forward to talking with you again soon.
I love how WBEZ shows different sides of the story. I never feel like it's too polarized, and I think the reporters do an excellent job of trying to get the full story, trying to show different other sides. I'm often, when I'm listening to public radio, think in my mind, well, what about X? Or like, I have another question. Or like, have they thought about X? And most of the time, WBEZ thinks about all of it, which I really appreciate.